you do not disperse immediately, you will be arrested. Your choice.
The protesters filed out. In previous years, Freedom U students with DACA could risk getting arrested on a misdemeanor trespassing charge, and it wouldn't be enough to get them deported. Now, the risk seems bigger. Within his first week, President Trump signed an executive order prioritizing removal of people convicted of any criminal offense. It's high time the U.S. enforce its laws, says D.A. King. King's a Trump supporter who opposes Freedom U's activities. He left me this voicemail the day Trump took office.
I just watched the inauguration alone in my home office. I got a little bit choked up.
King runs a group that wants to make Georgia the least hospitable state in the country for unauthorized immigrants. King was appalled by Obama's handling of immigration. As far as he was concerned, Obama couldn't leave the White House fast enough.
Today was a very, very moving day for me, and this old Marine has never, ever been so happy to see a helicopter take off as I was about 10 minutes ago. See ya, bud.
I meet King at the Georgia State Capitol a month later to follow him as he makes his rounds. King's a frequent visitor to weigh in on immigration issues. Today, he walks through the metal detector carrying a letter.
I'm going to take this and deliver it at Governor Deal's office and ask for a 10-minute meeting. You know, I'm also going to ask that I be given hair. The odds of either one of those happening are about the same.
King is bald, and he's right. He doesn't get the meeting. But he's persistent, and he's been on the winning side a good share of the time. He's at home at the Capitol. He visits with staff in various offices. He promises tacos to the aid of one of his Senate allies.
Donna does me a lot of favors. This is like a two-taco favor, and then when I go by Taqueria del Sol, then I deliver tacos up here.
He charms her into letting us use a conference room for our interview. What motivates King is a sense of moral indignation that people are coming and taking something that's not theirs.
For the first 10 years that I did this, people started coming to me instead of to our congressman and telling me that their kid couldn't get hired at McDonald's in Gainesville, Georgia because they didn't speak Spanish. Or small business owners would come to me and see, DA, I lost my business because my competition is hiring black market labor. I can see that jobs, benefits, and services are going to people illegally when we can't take care of our own. We have homeless vets, but I have to hear people whining about an illegal alien not getting X. It doesn't wash with me, and I think given a fair presentation, it doesn't wash with most Americans.
King feels a certain amount of sympathy for kids brought to the U.S. as children who grow up in a country where they don't have legal status, but he doesn't want them to be able to become citizens and turn around and sponsor their parents, thus rewarding their lawbreaking behavior. And he doesn't think their situation is comparable to the African-American people who faced Jim Crow laws.
When I lived in Montgomery, Alabama, when I was 8 years old, I saw colored-only bathrooms and water fountains. And I remember crying when I realized what was going on. For people to take the struggle of black Americans to obtain their constitutional rights and compare it to illegal aliens demanding amnesty and access to America that they do not deserve or nor have they earned makes me sick to my stomach.
Freedom U supporters say undocumented immigrants do have constitutional rights.